Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending
products. Always coming my DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Maraming beses na kitang nilayasan, iniwanan at ibang pinuntahan. Parang babaeng ang hirap talagang malimutan. Ikaw lamang ang aking laging binabalikan.
San Francisco.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Are you enjoying the start of our long weekend? Ang ganda ng araw natin ngayon. So bright, so sunny, at just a little bit chilly at times. But it is a long weekend. So, enjoy with family. It's a great bonding time. Ano? From all the business of work, ang mga bat-kabataan, all the business of school and their upcoming exams for the secondary and the uni students. So this is a great time, a great break before we go forth into the busy season once again with Christmas coming up. Tito Oscar, sa Pilipinas, they've got the Christmas trees already and they have been playing Christmas songs since September. So, perhaps it is time for us to start playing our Christmas songs. Also, Tito Oscar. So, be with us today, tonight, from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. and every Saturday night. Ito ang inyong Tita Miriam here on Pilipinas Mabuhay with Tito Oscar, our handsome Tito Oscar, on the panel. Say hi, Tito Oscar.
Maying hapon sa tanan ato mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan. Nalapunta dire sa ating 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Kumusta si Brian at si Ana Pusadas, si Masio, si Henry McShane, o ang atong ayang pinangga ni Kuan, Brian, Tita Miriam, si Ana.
Of course.
And special mention nato si Shane Rubik, ang atong same manager sa Adiko. Enjoy your holiday, long holiday. Requested Bisaya song.
Sayaw lang sa uban.
Ikaw may gusto ko.
One of the popular Bisayan songs dito, Oscar.
Na lang kuday.
Di ko lagi kayo ako'y gusto.
Irog, irog.
Usay, irog.
Sibog, sibog.
Usay, sibog. Usay, sibog. Sibog, sibog.
Nagyuday. Pastini.
Ani ay tambag.
Unsa man.
Paghinay-hinay do.
Nga naman.
Ikaw mabunggo.
Audi ay.
Maayo pa. Kay dili kagayod makadama ning akong dughan.
Audi ay palitun kuday ang imong kaanyan. Ani ay lima nga akong ihatag. Dawatan na kini.
Ayaw diha og tinutundo. Ngano ba og dili, dili ko maminyo.
Madubok ikaw.
Bisa.
Sige na lagi.
Dini.
Wanay mo punit.
Nga ano ba ko ay muligi.
Kay ang gugma ko dili.
Kabayran og limaulang kapisos. Aron lang magumus.
Tingali unya ikaw magbasol. Niya nang imong hiko-hiko. Sige, sige na. Ani ay lima. Lima kalibo ni.
Pitong ounce na bin.
Waka kuya fe. Che-che.
Sa gamay pa akong bata, pilyo akong makidula-dula. Gahian ako o ulo, numero uno sa tamal dito. Kung ila akong badlungon, muhilak lang ako dayon. Ang nanay ko in town, naniwang sa konsimisyon. Hangtod may higayon, kung ila akong nga badlungon. Kung mo hindi sab nga mohilom. Kay ina akong hadlo kon ako kuno itakaon. Sa abat nga ngilad ug naong kay abat nga bungoton. Usa ka adlaw ni ana nakahimo akong sala. Nakayabo ako usa ka dalong tuba. Gigukod ako ni tatay ni saka akos balay. Mitago akos ilawong sa saya ni nanay. Apan ako nahikurat nakasinggit akong kahat. Tungod sa akong nakita na abig ko kadtong abat. Sige akong lugnot, lugnot ang saya sab na burot-burot. Hangtod nga nagisi ang akong ulo nilusot. Tungod lagi sa akong sala giligid akong kasaba. Nakayabo akong usa ka galong tuba. Gihukod ako ni tatay ni saka akos balay. Mitago akos ilawong sa saya ni nanay. Apan ako nahikurat nakasinggit akong ahat. Gumikan sa akong nakita ngabig ko kadtong abat. Sa akong paglugnot-lugnot ang saya ni nanay nakanlat. Kay sayang nagdabok nagisi og nagusbat. Gumikan sa akong nakita ngabig ko og abat.
Special music to dedicated to Tita Miriam.
Thank you, Tito Oscar.
You are my special angel right from paradise. I know that you're an angel. Heaven is in your eyes. The smile from your lips brings the summer sunshine. The tears from your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel here to watch over me. Your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel through eternity. I'll have my special angel to watch over me, here to watch over me.
inspiring it is. Tito Oscar just whispered to my ears, "You are my inspiration. Thus I played to you, you are my special angel." So talking about inspirations, how do we find inspiration in life? This article I came across from Eric Kim, and he said, "Dear friend, if you have a hard time getting out of bed or finding inspiration in life, this could be for you." And he says we have control how to live our lives. Of course we do. First of all, realize that even to be alive is a blessing. To be honest, we were not asked to be born on this planet. We were brought into this world without a say in it. However, the reality is that we are alive and we exist in this world. Thus, we have the control in our lives what direction to steer our ship in life. We decide how to live our lives, what to focus our energy on, what to focus our time and attention on. We decide who to spend our time with and what we dictate as valuable or not of value in our life. We might not always have control over what our jobs are or how we make our living, but we can control what kind of art to pursue in life and where to find inspiration in life. And he also said where he finds inspiration in his everyday life, and this he shares. "For myself," Eric said, "I find inspiration anywhere and everywhere. I find inspiration in children who are not corrupted by the real world yet. I find inspiration in my 2.5-year-old niece Amelia, who sings, who dances, and experiments with new things without worrying about embarrassing herself or worrying how she will make a living from what she is passionate or curious about in life." Eric said he finds inspiration when he does not judge his own inclinations. He said, "Also my own desires, my own interests, or what I am curious about. I know in the past I have been discouraged by my parents, teachers, friends, partners from pursuing certain interests because it was a waste of time." As Nassim Taleb says, "What fools call a waste of time is often the best use of your time." Thus, to find more inspiration in life, do not restrain your curiosity. Pursue what you are interested about without fear of criticism of others telling you that you are wasting your time. It is your right to spend your time. It is your right to spend your energy and attention however you desire. Eric also finds inspiration from fields outside of his domain expertise. For example, he says, "I have been really fascinated lately in blockchain technology, even though it is outside of my field of expertise. I am interested in physics and the principles of kinetic energy, even though I only studied humanities in college. I am a sociology major from UCLA and was never good in mathematics or science courses in college. My friend by the name of Chris Dillo taught me a good trick on how to learn anything. Assume you can do anything and everything." How sad it is that we often talk down on ourselves and convince ourselves why we cannot do certain things. For example, consider how sad it is that a lot of engineers, sciences people, tell themselves that they cannot make art because they are not artistic. And it is likewise said that artists, humanities folks, tell themselves that they cannot do technical things because their brain isn't wired that way. Let us rather be like Leonardo da Vinci, who did not put silly boundaries between arts, humanities, and sciences, but rather integrated all these fields to become the most fully realized Renaissance person who has probably ever lived. Another thing is that Eric would like to share with us. He said, I find inspiration in heroes and role models. I also find inspiration from my heroes in life, said Eric, like Steve Jobs, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Elon Musk, Dr. Dre, and Picasso, who were normal human beings like the rest of us and followed their own inner voice, followed their own intuition, and were relentlessly and insanely focused on their passions in life and did not compromise their own artistic vision. I find inspiration from all forms of arts, like audio, visual, dance. For the audio, I find inspiration in music, podcasts, spoken word, poetry. And in the visual context, I find inspiration in photography, sculpture, painting, drawing, digital or analog art. And in the area of ballet, Eric said he finds inspiration in dance. Eric said he finds inspiration in ballet, in hip-hop dancing, in b-boying and interpretative dance, and others. And he said he has no boundaries. I find the biggest harm comes from folks who try to differentiate, section off, categorize people, things, ideas, concepts, and arts. As humans, Eric said, we try to differentiate ourselves by sectioning ourselves off and by categorizing people, communities, societies in different boxes. But this is harmful and dangerous because we start to only see limits and constraints rather than unlimited opportunities. And the last excerpt from his article that I found quite striking, when he said, make the best out of every day. Every day is a gift. I think the secret to a happy, productive, and personally meaningful life is to make the best use of every day we are given. We never know when we will die. We might die today in a texting while driving accident, or some moron might run a red light and kill us. We might die in our sleep. We might have an allergic reaction to some food or substance we don't know about, and we might die that way. What if we lived a life where we made the best use of today and did not have any distant hopes or dreams of unrealistic things happening in the future? What if, rather than hoping that we are somehow discovered by someone else, we could make our own luck and start building our own business and investing in ourselves? What if we could pick ourselves and pursue our own dreams in life with the fullest extent of vigor and zeal possible? What would such a life look like? There is no way to find out except finding out for yourself. So, be strong. These were excerpts from Eric Kim's How to Find Inspiration in Life. Have you found your inspiration in life? So let's listen to this next favorite of Tito Oscar's. Thank you.
This song is dedicated to Tita Miriam, coming from Tito Oscar.
Taman, Tito Oscar.
Also dedicated.
This is dedicated sa lahat ng mga asawa. All the wives, Tito Oscar.
Especially sa mga asawa sa same associates ng Adiko.
Yes.
And this is also to Brian and Anna Posada.
And of course, yung lahat natin yung mga mothers dyan, Tito Oscar, the mothers in our families, the mothers in our communities who are working so hard for their families, not to make everything work together for the families in the grace, in God's grace.
Kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Andre and I had the great pleasure of working with this next lady about 12 years ago, and my friend Carol Bayer Sager and I wrote this song for them.
And so, what is your biggest inspiration in life? One person by the initials of J said, "My best biggest inspiration in life is the act of living. How other people can carry on through such hard times, tough circumstances, situations I hope to be never be in, yet still pushed on with when I would have given up. My dad in particular. He suffers from terminal stage 5 multisystemic sarcoidosis. He was diagnosed 16 years ago with 2 years to live, but defied the odds. The medicine he takes in the quantities he has to take every day to make the pain bearable would likely kill the average man. On top of this, he still manages to give sermons a couple of times a month. He came so close to dying a couple of years ago that we had all but given up hope, but somehow he came back. To watch him, he's amazing. That's what makes him my biggest inspiration in life, said Jay. Another lady by the name of Renee said that her biggest inspiration in life is how her role models have helped her through many touch circumstances. And she said, one thing I would like to add is I never really give my credit that I give my credit to is Christ has always been there plenty of times. I could given in to each situation. I could have easily given in to the situation, but I didn't. I am more healthier and consider myself from a rational family setting instead of a dysfunctional family. In closing, Christ is always the answer, as in on-call 24/7 days a week, and no matter what hour of the time or what hour of the day or day, consider yourself lucky. And another lady by her name Go the Extra Mile said, my biggest inspiration in life are a lot of things, like a movie can inspire me, a song, a beautiful day, a conversation. And she adds, my mother, my father, people who struggle, my sister, my friends. Inspiration can be found everywhere. You just have to be open to see it all around you. Up until now, my biggest inspiration has been my parents, the way they educated me with so much patience and love. They made me love the world I live in. So, if I ask you, what is your biggest inspiration in life?
To find a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be saved. E la fede che hai acceso in noi, sento che ci sa.
Have you ever thought of who your biggest inspiration in life is? And you know, earlier I shared Eric Kim's article on how to find inspiration in life. And through the scriptures, we can actually see ways where we can find or how we can find inspirations. Inspirations through the biblical scriptures, through the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18, it says, so we do not lose heart. Through our outer self, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day after day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So in finding inspiration through hope, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Finding inspiration and strength? In Isaiah 41:10, it tells us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We also find inspiration through God's promises. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." An inspiration because of God's love. Romans 8:37-39 says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So for me, my biggest inspiration in life is Jesus my Lord.
We're saving our lives.
Yeah, it's true, we make
such a beautiful and touching song, Tito Oscar. And yes, small as we are in this side of the world, the Filipino communities are also a world helping one another. Here are brothers and sisters, our Pinoys and Pinays, here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And of course, let us not forget those who have suffered the onslaught of natural calamities, those victims of acts of violence. We put our hearts and hands together in prayer for them, as one in spirit, one in heart and mind, for we are God's world.
Tita Miriam, we will be reminding ang mga mahal natong nagtagmamaylaw sa atong misa ugma.
Yes, Tito Oscar, thank you for that. Our Filipino Mass at Good Shepherd Parish, Balmoral, 11:30 every Sunday. Ano, kita-kita tayo doon. Let's get together as one world in our Pinoy, with our Pinoy communities, Tito Oscar.
We are also creating, establishing a support group.
Migrant support, yeah. Mm-hmm. Migrant support group with the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy. So, whatever your needs are, do approach Tito Oscar or any member, officer of the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy. And let us know how we can be of service, how we can be of support to you. So, Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy, Filipino Mass tomorrow, 11:30, Good Shepherd Parish. So, once again, you are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Ang galing ng Pinoy. So, let us support one another to uplift each other. Ito ang inyong Tita Miriam, assuring you of our love and prayers. Be with us again next week from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Do take good care of yourselves, travel safe, and enjoy bonding with family and friends over this long weekend.
Okay, salamat sa iyong pagkuyog ngamo sa among programa Pilipinas Mabuhay dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM. Sa sunod Sabado na punta
kita
ugma magkita ata sa simbahan. Okay,
so,
we love you.
Na lang po kami. We do love you. We'll keep you in our prayers once again. This is your Tita Miriam on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
And Tito Oscar saying to you,
Pilipinas
Mabuhay!
Sa galing ng Pinoy.